Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Pei Tes, mitzvah 189, as we start the first of the specific arayos. We got into it yesterday, so today we could actually talk about the hakdama to arayos as some of the mefarshim discuss. If you look in the Torah, in Parak, the beginning of Parak Yud Ches, the Torah has a few psukim introducing the parsha of arayos. V'edabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'amartal Lehem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Speak to the Jews and tell them, I am Hashem your God. Why do we have to know that at the beginning of the Arayos? We'll see. Kamase Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Balo Sasu, like the what was done in Egypt, don't do. Ukamase Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shamalo Sasu. Don't do like Mitzrayim where you came from. Don't do like Canaan where you're going to. Uvechukoseim Lo Selechu, and don't follow their laws. Es Mishpatai Tasu Veschukosei Tishmaru. That's what you shouldn't do. What should you do? My laws. Mishpatai Tasu Chukosei Tishmaru Lalechas Vamani Hashem Alakeichem. Ushmartem Eschukosei Vesbesratei Asher Osam Asam Hadam Vachai Bohem Ani Hashem. Chai Bohem obviously teaches me the makar for Chai Bohem Lo Shiyamas Bohem, but it's not a separate mitzvah, so it's not counted here. So you should follow my laws. That's the introduction to right here. Ish ish al kol she'er b'saro, lo sikwil galas erva, erva savicha, erva simcha, as we get into the details. So the number of the mefarshim discuss, why do we need such an introduction? These three or four psukim that introduce all of the arayos, what are they needed for? So the Maharal doesn't focus on this question, but he might say we alluded to this yesterday, and that is arayos is one of the averis, as we know, that one has to give their life for. And therefore, it's a basic tenet that needs its own introduction. You got to follow these laws. If not, the world is going to be undermined. Why? So this is the beautiful Maharal at the beginning of Pirkei Avos in Derech Chaim. That's the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos. Says the Maharal on the second mission in Pirkei Avos, Ki afim nasu chachamim svaru l'shvichas damim. There are svaras, there are sources in the Gemara for why the big three averis that we have to give our life for are the three just mentioned, Gilei Rai Shvich Samam and Avodah Zarah. Says the Maharal, I'm going to add my own piece. Ki Elu Gimel Averes Heim Hefich Elu Gimel Dvarim Sheha Olam Omed Aleihem. They're the opposite of the three pillars that the world stands on. Ki Ein Safek Ki Avodah Zarah Hefich Ha Avodah Shiel Hashem Yisbarach. So Avodah Zarah is easy. Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Avodah to Hashem. V'shvichas Damim Hui Hefich Gimilas Chasadim. Murder is the opposite of kindness. V'kizem meitiv la'acher v'osel odavar she'in sarach la'asos u'shvichas damim ma'abdol gamrei. So those two are easy, but then he says the third one, which is ours. V'gili arayis hu hefech ha'torah. Torah, that pillar is the opposite of gili arayis. Why? Ki kvar b'yano l'mala, I already explained. Ki ma'alas ha'torah she'hi ha'seichel nivdal manachamri l'gamrei. Torah, being involved in Torah is the most sublime, uplifting, elevated activity that a person could be involved in this world. The Ein Davar Shal Yado HaAdam Nivdal Min HaChomri. There's no other activity that a person is more separated from his animalistic instincts. Rak Al Yidei HaTorah HaSichlis Vein Sorach LaZeraya. What's the opposite of that? What is the action which brings us to the most, are the most animalistic instincts? The Hefech Zeh Gili Arayis. Sholech Acher Aznus, Shehi Gili Arayis, Ubezeh Holech Acher Achamri, Achu Nechshav Lagamrei, Kamo Behema Vachamar. V'chein Amar Chazal, Ki Maisa Aznus, Ki Maisa Behema. Right, the Gemara says in Sota, right? Why does a Sota's carbon, why is it made out of barley? Because he asta Maisa Behema, so therefore her carbon is from Ma'achal Behema. That's why it comes from barley, which is very unusual. There are only two carbonas from barley. All the other carbonas mincha are from Chitim. But says the Maharal, so Gili Arayis is one of the three pillars. That's why we have this whole introduction, because we need to know what's behind Arayos is one of the pillars of the world. A couple of other Ha'aras about these introductory psukim. The Aznayim LaTorah of Sirotkin writes, what does the pasuk say? Ani Hashem. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. Ani Hashem alokeichem. V'chulu, and it says it again. Ushmartem es mishpatai ta'asu. V'schukar et Yisrael lachem. Ani Hashem alokeichem. Ushmartem es chukar et Yisrael lachem. V'chulu, ani Hashem. Three times. I am God. I am God. What's the emphasis? It says Aznayim LaTorah. Because Arayis, most of the time, is done in private. Done in an area where people might think that it's... I got it. Thanks. People might think that it is... Nobody's watching. Nobody's watching, and I can do whatever I want. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, Hashem says, introducing Arayis, Ani Hashem. I'm always there. I'm always around. Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samid. Don't think that there's any place that one could hide. Ki Rovin Yani Arayis Naasim B'Mistarim, V'Shem Yomru Mi Yarenu, L'Fichach Amar Ani. Haroa gam b'mistarim. V'hizker shem havaya baruchu. Lomar ha'ne'eman l'shalem schar l'shomei mitzvos elokeichem. So that's also, why is Ani Hashem emphasizing that specifically suited to Arayos? Because Arayos is usually done in private. Number two. Two more points related to the Akdama. The Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe says, the emphasis, don't be like Mitzrayim, don't be like Kena'an, says the Nesiva Shalom, the Torah is telling us that a Jew has a higher standard. When one is the children of a king, B'nei Malachim have to act differently than regular citizens. Hamoser Shakarish Baruch Hu Omer LeYehudi Hu B'ni Hinach Ben Amelch. You're the children of a king. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You're not like Mitzrayim. You're not like Kena'an. I am Hashem, your God. You have Mishpatai. You have Chukosai. Guard them. V'chai bohem. Live with them. Says the Nesiva Shalom. Ki Ben Amelch Dino Shoneh Umutalam Alav Nimusim Yuchadim. There are different a set of ethics. V'starim achirim. V'yafilu masim shachir mutarim bohem. Ben melech asu lo lasosam. That's the hakdama to all, the whole parasha of Arayos, that you are b'nei malachim. And we have to remember that as these actions, some of these actions are also asur to the non-Jews, as we'll talk about. But not all of them are. And we must realize that a Jew has a higher standard, right? We have to answer to a higher authority. Finally, one other point of introduction, and that's a Meshechachma. Meshechachma emphasizes, based on a Medrash. The Medrash says, at the beginning of this introduction, Dabar Bnei Yisrael Martalehem, the Medrash says in the Torah's Kohanim, Amor Lahem, it says, Dabar, Hashem says to Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, Af Ani Muzhar. Tell them, Moshe, that you also are separating from your wife. Kishem Sha'amarti Lecha, V'kibalti, Kibalta, just like you accepted my command, so too they should accept the command. That's the Medrash. Says the Meshechachma. What's the message? What's Hashem saying? Moshe, tell them what you did, and then they'll understand. Says the Meshechachma beautifully. V'yalderach muskal. Yitach in kavanas aparsha. The kavan of the parsha is Dikvar bieru chachamim b'sefreim. We know there are many sources. Da'atora lo tzivsot tzivuyim asheyu kashim al chevras haguf emanefesh. L'kayim aluchukim kolulim. The Torah doesn't give any mitzvah that is beyond human attainment. And the Meshechachma writes even elsewhere, there's no mitzvah that's painful. Prismilas might be an exception to the rule. But even Puravu, the Meshechachma says that's exactly why women aren't obligated in Puravu. Because by definition, a mitzvah can't be painful. It might be hard, it might be challenging, we have to push ourselves, but inherently painful, besides Brismila, which is the beginning of all, that's the Krisas Bris, besides that, there are no mitzvahs that are painful, that are most as make that are supposed to make our lives difficult. No. The mitzvahs are to help us bind our soul and our bodies together. That's what mitzvahs are all about. To take our physical bodies and channel their taivas, channel their natural tendencies towards ruchnius. Rak dvarim asher netuim heima lahanik al piem hamezek agufani b'mezek shaveh. It's to channel our physical temperament balanced. V'chol tivi lo yosheves. V'advar maruchim. And he said, that's what happened in many sources. Related to that is also ramach ivarim v'shasa gidim. The fact that we say there are 248 ivarim, 365 sinews, and each of them are keneged and asei and alos asei. What does that mean? That every part of our physical body is potentially able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabor Yisbarach Asas Adam Yashar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything Hashem did was to channel. And as we said yesterday, he quotes, Lo Gadra Torah Prishas Amachal Lagamri. The Torah didn't tell us to fast. One day a year the Torah tells us to fast. Besides that, the Torah is not interested in fasting. Because the person needs to eat. The Torah tells us you have to eat in a certain way. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you eat. Chazal said you have to make brachas. V'lo mana inan ha-meshagel. And also the sexual part of our physical existence. That also the Torah doesn't say, forget about it, be a Christian, be a monk, never get married. No, the Torah says, find a wife in a mutter way, and it should be a major, an important part, a significant part of a marriage, but dafki in that context. V'lo mana inan ha-meshagel, me'asher yos l'kayim aminu, l'mezeg aguf. V'chayotzi bazeh. It's a way to obviously have children, but also to express appreciation for the husband and the wife together. And there are many svarim related to this. So says the Meshechachma, if this is what is the message of all mitzvahs, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe. Moshe, tell Am Yisrael, with this introduction, follow my mitzvahs. What does it say? V'chai bohem. You're going to live with them. My mitzvahs, especially Arayos, which Bnei Yisrael complained about. say, oh, come on, this is usher, and that's usher, and that's usher. Tell them this is helping them live. It's not hindering their life, it's helping their life. Just like you, Moshe, you were on a higher level. You had to separate from your wife, totally, because of what you had to be. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nosin HaTorah, for various purposes, he had to be different 40 days and 40 nights. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell them that if you did it in such an extreme way, they could do it. Zeu Shamar, that's the Medrash. Shekashem said, Sivo li Hashem Yisbarach HaPrisho Legamrei, just like Hashem told me to separate totally, Basher Lifi Zechus Chamri V'Tivi, Akishav, because Moshe got to the highest level. But Kacha, Kishitzifsa Lachem B'nei Yisrael. So too, when I'm commanding you on all these Arayas, Betach Yeda Yodea, you should know. Ki Lazakos Mizgam Hanagasam Aruchanis, it's to help your soul and body work together in a better fashion. That's what the Meshech Chachma says, and that's the Pshat of the Medrash, and that is the introduction. So these are 4 points related to the introductory psukim to all of our Arayos. Again, number one was the Maharal, about the Amudim that the world stands on. Number two is the Zayim LaTorah, Ani Hashem, I'm everywhere. Don't think you could do something in private related to Arayos, I'm there. Number two, number three was the Nesiv HaShalom. You are B'nai Malachim. You have a higher standard. You have to live your life on a higher plane. And finally, number four, the Meshech Chachma, you could do it. It's all good for us, and we shall do our best in this area. Okay, so that is really an introduction to the that the Torah gives to the world of Arayos. Now we get to today's specific Isser. The Torah says, Ish ish al kol she'er b'saro lo sikru v'legalos erva ani Hashem. As we saw yesterday, that pasuk meant any of the Arayos that are going to be listed, don't come close to, don't do anything, even not just amai sabiyah, even any type of affectionate touch. Next pasuk has three, possibly, we're going to see, this pasuk has three mitzvahs, three averis. Ervas avicha, the ervas imcha, lo segale. Let's translate. The nakedness of your father and the nakedness of your mother do not reveal. Imcha hi, she's your mother. Lo segala ervasa. Don't reveal her erva. So we will see that this pasuk is teaching me, according to the chinuch, two isurim. What are the isurim? Number two. Number one is ervas avicha. Number two is ervas imcha. What are those two isurim? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says ervas avicha. What does that mean? Don't reveal the nakedness of your father. Zu eisha savicha. Says Rashi, according to the Gemara, this means the wife of your father, even if it's not your mother. O'eino ela kimashma'o. Or does it mean literally your father, meaning lying with your father? Ne'emar kan ervas avicha v'ne'emar lahalan ervas avicha v'gila. Malahalan eishas aviv avkan eishas aviv. Rashi says the pasuk is about revealing the nakedness, meaning having a maisa bia with the wife of my father. That is Rashi's pshat. The Chinuch does not say that. The Chinuch and the Rambam do not say that, and we'll see the Ramban soon as well has a different pshat. Says the Chinuch, Shelo yigala adam ervas aviv. No, the Isser is revealing the nakedness of my father. Klomar, Shelo yishkav oso mishkeve isha. I shouldn't lie with him in a way that there is a type of penetration, which is it's also homosexuality, as we'll see. Mishkav Zachar, Shenemar Ervas Avicha Lo Segale, Vizos Azhara No Sefes, Bishochevis Aviv Al Azhara Kalalos Mishkav Zachar B'Chal Adam. We'll get into later in the Parsha, the separate Isser of two men being with each other. Mishkav Zachar. This is besides that, there's a separate Avera of a father and a son. Shenemar B'Mokam Acher, Kamo Shenemar Ves Zachar Lo Sishka Mishkave Isha. So if someone is with their father, two Averas. Mishkav Zachar, and a separate Isser of Ervas Av. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses, is it only Usser the active party, or is it also Usser the passive party? By a regular case of a man and a woman, then for sure, both are included in the Avera. We're going to see that from Limudim. We saw that yesterday also. The Slo Sikravu. But what about a case of, like this, where it's a man and a man? Are both getting the Avera? Or just the active party? V'im shachav, says the Chinuch, says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. V'im shachav im aviv chayiv shtayim v'gam aviv chayiv shtayim. So first the Sefer Minchas Chinuch says, both get the Avera. Both get both Averas. B'chol arayis chayavim shneim. Because by all arayis, you get both. That is what the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Aleph. But if you skip now to Os Vav in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, I'm changing my mind. Vehine Yozvav. Mashakasafti Lael, what I wrote earlier. The Imbal Aviv, Chayev Aviv, Gam Kem Shtei Chatos. That if you're, if somebody lives with their father, they also get, let's say they did it by accident, somehow. Chayev Aviv, Gam Kem Shtei Chatos. Mishem Nishkav Mizach, right? Because if it's Bemez, it's your Chayev Misa twice. No, you only have Misa once. So the only nafkamina is if somehow it was Beshogig. So what I said earlier, that both the active and the passive parties are Chayev, V'ata heir Hashem Yisbarach as Einai. Hashem has opened up my eyes. V'ra'isi shehu ta'us. I saw that I'm mistaken. Big Musser. He could have just printed the second paragraph. He could have left out the first one. Who cares what he thought originally? He says this. No, he printed it. He wanted us to know that that is a svara, but now I think it's wrong. Changing my mind. Why? Regarding the isser of Mishkav Zachar, of homosexuality, so that there's a beferish pasuk that includes the passive party. The Gemara says, active party and passive party. Regarding the isser of Mishkav Zachar, both active and passive parties are included. Last skinny line, Avokan, Delekas are Yisrael v'Nishkav. Regarding our Isser of Mishkav Av, there's no separate pasuk to include the passive party. There's no separate Isser. Afopi, skipping down to the second to last line now. Afopi, Dekolarais, Kemo Ein V'Chadom, Edlok Sivasar, Rakla Shochiv. But what do you mean, says the Minchas Chinuch? What is the Minchas Chinuch suggesting now? Mishkav Zachar, both the active and the passive party are chayev. Why? Because there's a separate pasuk that teaches me even the passive party. But regarding the Isser of Mishkav Av, only the active party. Because there's no source to tell me the passive party. But what do you mean, asked the Minchas Chinuch? Every Arayos, they're both chayev, active and passive. Every man-woman-us relationship. So says the Chinuch, that's different. A man-woman relationship, then active and passive are both chayiv. But in a male-male relationship, they're not both chayiv, unless the Torah goes out of its way. Why? Second to last line. Afa bi dekala rayas kagon aim v'chad adome. Delok sefar rak l'shochev, mikal makam chayivim shneim v'shava, they're both equally chayiv. Go to the top of the next page, third line, v'tirates, degabe arayas, shegama isha mishaneh, Karina Bay, Venikrasu Nefashas Ha'osos. There's natural pleasure that comes from a male and a female being together. So even the female is going to be chayiv because that's called pleasure in halacha. Aval Gabi Mishkav Zachar, but when it's a male and a male, that's not recognized pleasure by the Torah. And therefore, the passive person would not be called chayiv unless the Torah goes out of its way and includes them in a pasuk. Da nishkav eno nene, boyas haram yuchedes. Im kain, kan gabe arayas av, delok sivas har yisir. There's no separate isser, and therefore, eno chayiv anishkav alav alav azeh. Says him in Chaslinuch, I don't think the passive one would be chayiv in this case, and I don't know why the chinuch or the Rambam do not mention this distinction. But that's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in our Aveira, that there is no chiyuv for the passive party. Obviously, he's involved in something disgusting and involved in something mituav. But in terms of the specific Aveira Isser, they're not going to get the Isser unless the Torah includes it, which here it does not. Okay. So as we said, according to Rashi, this Isser is talking about not male and male, male and female. It's my father's wife. That's the Erevas Aviv is my father's wife. If you look in the Rambam followed. No, it's father actually. Says the Ramban. The Ramban says, wait a minute. Look back at the pasuk for a minute. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says Erevas Avicha ve'Erevas Imcha lo segale. So the Chinuch and the Rambam count it as two Averas. Erevas Avicha, which is today's Avera, and that is being with your father. Erevas Imcha is being with your mother. That's tomorrow, and we'll talk all about the fact that family relationships are usur. Relatives and all the Rishonim get into the act there. Lo Segale, but the Chinuch and the Rambam say that's two separate points. And then the Pasuk adds, Imcha hi, she's your mother. Lo Segale Erevasa. What's that adding? Don't reveal the nakedness of your father, the nakedness of your mother. She's your mother! Says the Ramban, he thinks it's all one phrase. What? It's after an esnachta. Imcha is just going on the previous phrase. Erevas Imcha says the Ramban. V'hanachon be'enei al-derech ha-pshat. I'm not telling you what the Gemara darshins. The Ramban always does this. Chazal darshan, obviously, what they darshan. But let me tell you the pashup side of the pasuk. Ki erevas avicha v'erevas imcha lav echad hu. V'asar echad. It's one iser. Yimana shelo yavo al imo. Don't be with your mother. Your mother is also called the nakedness of your father. It says, Ervas Avicha, the Ervas Imcha lo segale. It's the same person. It's talking about your mother. Don't reveal the nakedness of your father or mother, because she's your mother. Imcha hi lo segale ervasa. Rabban says that's the pasha pshat of the pasuk, even though obviously Chazal darshan it differently. But he says that's the pasha pshat. Ki bevo aleha yigale ervas aviv vervas imo. That is what he said. Zeh sha'amar imcha hi, and that is what the pasuk says. Ki asita bashtayim raos, because he did two evil things. She galita ervas aim ve ervas. So according to the Ramban, again, we have the Drashas Chazal, Rashi versus the Rambam in the Chinuch, while we have the Ramban, who says the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is just one Isser, being with one's mother, and that is also the Erva of father and mother. Okay, let's continue. The Chinam is a Chinam of Racha B'Sanhedrin. Says the Chinuch, this is what's talking about in Sanhedrin, whether it's father Mamish or not, and that is what, again, the Gemara goes back and forth, what exactly it is including. Next paragraph, Inyan Azara Zu Niglahu, the Inyan of this Azara is pretty obvious. Ein Laharach Mishrasha, I don't have to explain, the Isser of being one's father, Ki Akir HaGadol Azeh, this disgusting, ugly act, Ra'u Laharchiko Mibnei Adam, should be distanced from men, V'la Anosh Alav HaOver Onesh Gadol, and once you get a tremendous punishment for this, V'lachin Yechayvenu Skila. The Isser, if one does this B'mezid, one is Chayiv Skila. Right, that is the right. It relates to the last week's parsha. Right, parsha's Noah. What did Canaan do? Different pshatim. According to one pshat, this is the story that he did. According to Rashi, quotes one of the pshatim. He was with his father. Midini mitzvah. He quotes the dini mitzvah. One needs a ma'isabia to violate this. It's a daraisa. Last paragraph. Anoeg yisur zeb b'chamakom v'chozman. The isur is always v'overal zeb b'shachav is aviv. If somebody does this, so then they are chayiv b'mezin b'skila and b'shogig. They are chayiv a carbon. Just one or two points in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch talks about an oz dalid. What about a guy related to this isur? V'da de ben noach nerag in ba'ala zachar. A guy is included in mishkav zachar. That's included in the Gili Arayis Isser of the Torah. Avo Balava Zeinu Muzer, but we don't have explicit inclusion of a non-Jew into this one. The Imbal Aviv Ki Ilubal Zachar Da Alma. There wouldn't be a difference between Mishkav Zachar of a father and Mishkav Zachar of any other male. It will be included in that Aveira. One final point that only the Minchas Chinuch could ask is a Minchas Chinuch type of Hara, Oshei. The Mechad Ba'al Chetzia Shifcha V'Chetzia Bas Chorin V'Holi Mimena Ben. Somebody lives with a chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chorin. Right, a free person with somebody who's half. What does that mean? A girl was owned by two people. One of the masters freed her. One of them didn't. So now she's half status. Chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chorin. Im kein haben, and then they have a child. She has a kid. So haben azem mitzad chayrus hu bino v'havi chetzi ben chorin. So mitzad chayrus. He is half ben chorin. Umitzad a shivchus shelo have chetzia eved v'havi ben shelo v'ena mesiachi zacharav. So how do you treat this person? So he talks about what if he's baal aviv? Are you chayiv because he has a tzad chayrus? Not tzad chayrus. This is a Minchas Chinuch type of question. Always talking about the unique statuses in halacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Let's show. We will continue next week with the Isser of Ervas Aim, and all the Rishonim tell us different hashkafas about why the Torah assers. Being with close family members, we'll see. Part of it's going to be medical. Part of it's going to be medical reasons, as science knows even today. Okay, we'll stop here.